Our next passage comes from John 29. It says, a bowl was there, full of cheap wine mixed with vinegar. So a sponge was soaked in it, put on hyssop, and lifted to his lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. In Greek, it's a single word, tetelestoi. But it's not, is it? I still have a sermon to preach, and you still have to listen to me. In fact, this isn't even the last sermon. Like it's like hearing, and now a closing word from District Superintendent Tom Taylor. Like just put your bags down, get comfortable. We're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. But here it is. It is finished. Jesus has been through the most horrific, excruciating, terrifying ordeal, and has come to the final minutes. He probably knows his task is nearly complete. It is finished. All of his followers, his friends, they've deserted him. He's been whipped mercilessly. He's been mocked. He's been given up by the Roman authorities, rejected by his own people for Barabbas. And now in his final moments, he hangs suspended from a cross, likely naked, nailed to it, agonizing over every single breath. It is finished. There's a phrase within military circles, and just so you know, I have very little experience with military service. My strongest ties to the military, in case you're wondering, usually involve eating a navy bean soup while watching a Navy SEALs documentary in my Hogan's Heroes t-shirt. So that's about as close as I get. But there's a phrase used within military circles, and pardon the crudeness, but the phrase is, embrace the suck. Embrace the suck. You've been given a command to accomplish a task, and everything around you is going wrong. The heat is unbearable. You have sand in every crevice. You haven't slept in 36 hours. Your last drink of water came just before the most recent 10-mile march. And in that moment, you are faced with a choice. You can deny it. You can try some form of escapism. You just give up, crawling into a hole, not have to think about it. Or you have the choice to give in to it. Accept the reality. Embrace the awful situation and push through. Embrace the suck. Marathon runners, triathlon athletes are very familiar with this concept. I'm sure you've heard of it before, the wall. This point where the body simply stops and your mind, hopefully, is going to push you through. In fact, I would say virtually every meaningful endeavor has this to some degree. I'm in a program at San Diego State right now, a grad program, and 3/4 of the way through most semesters, I see grad students and they have this look in their eye, and it's hot dog on a stick is hiring, right? Like wearing a tri-colored bucket on my hat for 8 hours a day for the rest of my life, that might not be too bad. It is finished. In fact, I would say there comes a point in every endeavor, every difficult endeavor certainly, when to really see it through to completion, you have to embrace the suck. Come to terms with the reality of the situation, decide that the end goal is worth the temporary pain, accept that whatever you're going through, it's not going to change until the task is accomplished, and then set about completing it. I think we see a similar enactment here in the life of Jesus, especially in the final hours before his death. There was likely a point, if not several points, in which the humanity and the divinity of Jesus just came to blows. We see this with Christ's prayer in the garden. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. We see this on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? It is finished. Now, likely the theology professors in our midst are getting just a little bit antsy. I can see Dr. Wright grimacing, possibly. Is this just a call to self-empowerment, wrapped up in a Christian label, kind of a do-it-yourself guide, a how-to for the Christian life? Or maybe Pastor Steve is thinking, I'm probably going to have a talk with him later. Is he just espousing what we might term Gnostic asceticism, where the body becomes just this shell that we have to transcend in order to fully experience God? But I don't think we have to, and probably shouldn't, go in either direction. And I think, to get a proper perspective, I think we can go back to this phrase, it is finished. It is finished doesn't have to just be a sign of a completed act. It gets to the single-mindedness, the wholehearted devotion of Christ to the will of the Father. It is finished. It becomes not just the pronouncement of an accomplishment. It's the act of giving up any other option. Total commitment without a backup, without a plan B. In fact, I would say it's in Paul's words, the presenting of your bodies, a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. It's that marriage of a person, body, mind, and soul, to the will of God by the person of Christ through the communion of the Holy Spirit. In fact, I'd say, we see this lived out from the earliest points in the Gospels. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. It's finished. I can do nothing on my own initiative. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I do not seek my own will, but the will of him who sent me. It is finished. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. It is finished. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him will have eternal life. It is finished. Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours. It is finished. And maybe one of the strongest statements. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the sake of the gospel will save it. It is finished. And so, it is finished. Shifts from the pronouncement of some great pulling oneself up by their own bootstraps. And it goes to the point where I have so submerged myself within the life of God that I join with Paul as he declares, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Most gladly I will boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. So this evening, may it is finished be the daily theme of our crucified life in the Spirit.